Okay, let's dive in. Today we're looking at the Merrow Center. It's this research and training community, right? Focused on Christian health ministry.
That's right. And we've got some info here about their training programs, specifically some professional development certificates they offer.
Yeah, and the goal today is really to unpack those certificates and figure out, you know, why someone listening might actually get a lot out of taking them.
Absolutely. What's really interesting about Merrow's, I think, is how they try to connect faith, solid research, and practical health work.
Right.
They're not just talking theory. They're equipping people with actual tools to do health ministry out in the world.
That mix sounds really powerful. Grounding the practical stuff in something, well, deeper. How does that faith foundation actually change how someone does the work?
Well, it means the training isn't just, say, clinical skills detached from everything else. It's about seeing the spiritual side of health, understanding the community context, mm-hmm. and approaching it all from a place of theological understanding.
Holistic, basically.
Yeah.
Body, mind, spirit. Got it. Okay, so let's look at the specific training paths. First up, our sources mention a community health ministry certificate. What's the main goal there?
The big idea is to give you the theory and the practical skills. So you learn how to assess a community's health needs and then actually design a health ministry strategy based on that.
And who's this for?
It seems pretty broad. Individuals in organizations, churches, maybe even people taking related classes.
So pastors, nurses, nonprofit folks. Students, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. And it covers quite a bit. Practical community engagement, understanding those, you know, social and economic factors that impact health.
The determinants of health.
Right, the determinants. Plus communication skills like motivational interviewing, which is super useful for helping people find their own reasons to change.
Okay.
And it also brings in a law gospel approach to recovery, which is unique and connects it all to key theological ideas.
Like what? What kind of theology are we talking about?
Things like vocation, your calling, the two kingdoms living as Christians in the world, the fall, sin's impact, and redemption. It ties the practical work to a bigger picture.
That integration feels important. How do they teach this? Is it just lectures?
No, they use something called a participatory learning approach, PLA. Mm-hmm. Think learning by doing, discovering together. The goal is you really grasp these gospel-centered strategies, understand different cultures better, and get sharper at connecting with communities on, you know, serious health issues.
So active learning
mm-hmm.
and the format.
It's a mix. Online self-study courses covering theology, mental health, principles of health ministry. But then there's a required practicum.
The hands-on part.
Exactly. That's where you show you can actually use the tools you've learned in a real situation.
Built-in application.
And good.
And I saw something about professional credits.
Yes, that's a big plus for healthcare folks. Oh. It's approved for nursing continuing professional development activity by the Wisconsin Nurses Association, which is ANCC accredited, so real professional value there.
Beyond the credits, though, what's the actual impact? The sources had some interesting testimonials.
Yeah, the feedback sounds really positive. People using the skills directly in their jobs, in research, in their churches, even using the frameworks for writing grants or structuring studies.
Wow.
One person even mentioned using the approach for problem solving with family shows how broadly applicable it is.
Any, like, surprising results mentioned?
Definitely. This was fascinating. Testimonials from non-Christians who took it. One apparently started saying things like, isn't everything connected to God? Another felt the church really should be a community hub.
Whoa.
It shows how that integrated approach can resonate, maybe in unexpected ways. People felt they got very real and very practical tools and found an inroad to driving Christ's love deeper.
That's pretty compelling. Okay, what about the other certificate, Research for Community Partners? What's that about?
This one's geared towards helping community members become effective partners in research. You know, when academics study community issues, it's vital the community itself can participate meaningfully. This teaches the research basics from that angle.
So for community leaders, health workers, church leaders, anyone who might collaborate on research.
Precisely. And again, it's taught from a Christian worldview, emphasizing teamwork and advocating for the community's voice.
How's it structured?
It's 20 lessons over 4 courses, basics, design, conducting, and analyzing and sharing. The basics course is available now online.
Any specific impact noted for this one?
Yes. The sources highlighted pastors and missionaries, especially in places with fewer resources, found it really valuable. They saw it as a tool to understand their communities better, which helped them in their ministry and outreach.
Okay, so we have training for direct action and training for research partnership. Let's tie this together. Why should someone listening consider this kind of training from Meros?
Well, I think the unique thing is that blend we talked about. You get practical, evidence-based skills assessment, strategy, research basics, but it's all deeply rooted in a theological understanding, a Christian framework.
So you walk away with concrete tools you can actually use to address health issues and serve people, whether you're in ministry, healthcare, nonprofit.
Right. And you're doing it within a faith-based community, learning with others who share that perspective. Plus, they mentioned tuition assistance being available thanks to donors. So they're trying to make it accessible.
Okay. Accessibility is key too.
Yeah.
So it's about gaining usable skills for real impact, grounded in faith within a supportive community.
Which kind of leaves us with a final thought for you listening. If that testimonial was onto something, if everything is connected to God, then how could training that deliberately links faith with practical skills empower you to tackle the health and spiritual needs in your own community, maybe in a much deeper way?